Discerning Visions. This is Aratyama. We have to speak about discerning what we see when we begin to look into the psychic realms. When we meditate, then we begin to interact with the greater self, the other, which is truly also ourself in the greater sense, but essentially on the level of duality, on the level of the different realms, they are the others that we are in contact with. Now, you might be sitting in a meditation and suddenly somebody appears in front of you. You get a vision of something and you want to know if this being, this person, whatever it is there for your highest good. Because it could appear very luminous and beautiful, but essentially it could be harmful to you. This being might want to take energy away from you, influence you in some way that is beneficial for this being. So, like with everybody, we want to discern, is this something that is supporting the highest good within you? So what do you really do? You sit in meditation and some vision appears. There's a master. This will happen. Sooner or later, there's a being, a person. And you want to basically, in that moment, be very clear and assertive and just say, for example, if you're not here for my highest good, I command you and expect you to disappear, to leave now. And then you can repeat this again. And you can repeat it again. And you can say, if you're here for my highest good, then I ask you to do something for me. You want to test that being. If this being is here for you to elevate you, because that's the only reason why this being is coming, it's either to elevate you or to de-elevate you, to harm you in some way. So you want to basically make sure this being is capable of elevating you. And traditionally, you ask for something to be done for you. You ask this being to do something for you that's very clear for you to understand and recognize that there's something very beautiful that's happening to you, that's uplifting you, that is maybe changing your abilities, making your third eye vision stronger, or you're happier, or something. It's very clear for you to recognize. And then you know that this being was actually there for a reason. Simply because masters or beings appear doesn't always mean that it's good for you. Your true self, who you are, the totality of everything, trumps everything. Yet there are beings that support us and they know of our development. We talk about the guardian angel or your higher self, that part that is watching over you. And that will stand in resonance and will cooperate with other beings and masters that will continuously assist you on your journey. Yet you want to be cautious and not scared, not anxious, that's not relevant, but just very clear, just like a person that comes to your door and rings at the door and says, hi there. And then you say, what do you want? What is it that you are bringing me? What do you expect from me? Are you expecting something from me? Are you expecting to bring me something? And so you check this out. And if this being has a gift for you that elevates you, beautiful. And then you receive that. You will notice your vibration changing if it's very real. There will be an expansion in your field. There will be a luminosity. There will be a clarity, something your heart opens, things like that. Now, the visions, we talk about discerning visions. Is something that you see might not always appear to be what it is. You can be seeing something very luminous, but it's actually a fake light. Because that can also be created without the true substance of love or true light in it. So this is why we ask for evidence. We ask for something that's being done for us. A test, basically. You're going to test that being that's showing up. And that is how you find out if the light is actually real. Because it takes some time to recognize if the light is actually real or not. In the beginning, you might not really notice the difference. Now, the moment you begin to do psychic work and also meditation, you will also have visitations and dreams. You will have those dreams when you know something is really happening here. This is not just a cleansing of impressions from the day, like a cleansing dream, but there's actually something really taking place. There's a meeting in the astral realm or even some beings coming and breaking through from the higher spiritual levels, from the levels of light, the causal levels, into the psychic realm, and into the which are the astral levels, and meeting you in your awareness on the level of awareness that you're hanging out. And you can recognize that, wow, this is maybe very colorful, or you have a certain feeling when you wake up, that you wake up and you feel really full of light, or you're buzzing, or very warm and content. So that could be also happening, and you will know if this was a real meeting. Now, when you have a little bit more mastery over your dream time, you will also confront this being in the time when you sleep. So in the dream time itself, you will also ask this person or this being for why they're coming and what's going on, or you remove yourself, or you push that being out and ask it to leave if you feel uncomfortable and you feel like that's not a good being to come and have contact with you. So you do that. And that comes with time. Just when you keep meditating, you become more and more conscious of maneuvering yourself outside the body-mind connections. So essentially, you want to only enjoy the visitations and receive and connect with the visitors if they leave you in a very uplifted way, more joyful, more serene, more beautiful inside, and you're grateful, and that's wonderful. And don't be afraid, you know, that people and beings will sometimes make themselves known. The ones that are troublesome, they watch you, you know, that happens. We're being watched. I mean, there is a lot of beings out there that are aware of what you're doing, and most of them leave you alone anyway because they don't care. It's pretty much like the neighbors in your neighborhood, and very rarely somebody comes into your garden or to your door and really bothers you. So it's pretty much the same thing. As long as you stand fully in your own light and you're very clear not to be swayed by anything, and also you know your own unconscious tendencies of, let's say, seeking to control, these are the things that sooner or later will come as reflections, and the beings that resonate with that are actually being called by you, to you. So it's not just happening by accident. This is very important to know as well. So the more you really clear your shadow and the aspects of your identity that have some of that quality that you might fear most, you look into that and you clear that, and the less you'll have to deal with it in an unexpected way. So enjoy your journey inward to the self that you are. That is essentially also a journey outward to the totality of all existence, which is who you are.